This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio, and this is your host, Sister Zina. So, do you think so there are punishment for snatching the right of an orphan, you know, the property of an orphan? Yes, there is, you know, in this world and in the hereafter. So we are going to be discussing about that. The first punishment is in the hereafter, and that is the fire of hell. The second one is in the world itself, that in the world we are going to face this. And it's written in Holy Quran, Surah An-Nisa. And let those fear who should they leave behind them the weakly offspring with fear on their account. So let them be careful of the duty to Allah. Let them speak right words. You know, it says, whatever has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, the same has been emphasized by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and Aima. It says, other tafsirs of Quran also gives the same explanation. Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, certainly one who usurps, that is, the snatched property of an orphan, whatever property that belongs to them, whatever valuable, whether it's money or anything, and if you take it from them, you know, and if they are not okay with it, so what happens is that his own children shall be similarly dealt with in this world in the near future, and he will suffer for it in the hereafter. So Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, do good to the children of others so that good may be done to your after you are dead. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has informed that if one oppresses someone, Allah will appoint an oppressor upon him or his children, and that's definitely not okay. This is not against divine justice. Now we keep thinking about, oh my God, what is this? Is if you're doing bad to some orphan kid, why your kids have to suffer? That question comes, right? It's coming on your mind. That's right. We may wonder why. You know, because the misdeeds of the parents should be the target of the oppression and injustice meant for their parents. Is this not against divine justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's come up with the question. Let's point the questions. You know, the answer to this objection is simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not appoint any oppressor, but when someone oppresses the children, you know, especially the orphans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not restrain him. Allah withholds his mercy and favors. That means whatever mercy and blessing Allah was supposed to give it to that person, Allah holds it. Allah says, now I'm not going to give you that blessings because you are doing injustice towards these children. These are orphans. They don't have a father to protect them, mother to protect them. If the father is there, you would have been scared to do that, you know, because there is no father. You're taking this for granted. Bad behavior towards the children implies that the father wishes the same for his children, and also that he has not wished Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and favors upon his children. That means if you are bad with other people's children, you know, that means you're saying you're expecting the same for your own children. That means you're giving a sign to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, I'm bad with other people's children. That's how I expect for my children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the mercy. You know, what goes around comes around. You know, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, if the father is virtuous, Almighty Allah protects the children. So the eighth greatest sin is usurping the property of the orphans. So in all this explanation that we kept talking about the children and all, so we have to even understand the death of a creditor and his minor children. Now, let's talk about it. A person who has minor children and has given loan to others and dies without making any arrangement for their recovery will be counted as one who has misappropriated the wealth of an orphan. Because after that of the father, the children become the owner of the property. So you have to go and give the loan to the children. You cannot think, oh, I took a loan from this XYZ man. He's red right now. I don't have to give him back the loan. Yes, you have to return back the loan to his family. He has children. He has a wife. You know, he has parents. You have to, because you are accountable on that. However, the dead father would only be accountable for that portion of the loan, which is the share of the children. So this is very serious, you know, if you are not giving the rights of an orphan, whether it's one piece of cloth or one penny or anything, any possession that he possesses. It says, severe pain in the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, let me tell you what really happened. I will narrate you. Once Hazrat Ali alayhi salam had a very sore eyes. You know, he had a very severe pain in his eyes. The pain was so severe that he was groaning loudly. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, came to visit him and said, is this sighting and groaning due to the restlessness or due to severe pain? Imam Ali alayhi salam has replied, I have never had such a severe pain. You know, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, related to him a tradition which was so frightening that Imam Ali alayhi salam forgot his pain. You know, the tradition was as follows. You know, the frightening tradition that I'm going to narrate right now. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Ali, when the angel of death, Israel, comes to the disbeliever, he will soon come with a mace of fire. He would come. You know, we know before a death, we are going to see the angel of death. That is Israel. You know, so everyone is going to have a look at him the way he did his amal. You know, we did our own amal in this world. So if you are a good person, he comes and says salams to you. If you are a sinner, he comes like a fire, blazing fire. Just think about it. It is so scary. You know, I'm getting goosebumps while I'm talking about it.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
He will extract his life painfully. We have heard about that. That when a soul comes out, it's going to be so painful, depending on a deed. Seeing this, hell will scream loudly so that it may take his disbeliever to itself soon. That means the hell also says, you know, I want this disbeliever to be inside me, burning in fire. Hearing this, Imam Ali alayhi salam sat up and said, O Messenger of Allah, repeat to me this tradition again. I have forgotten my pain after listening to this. Then he inquired, will anyone's soul from your ummah, from your Muslim ummah, be also extracted in this way? And will anyone be subjected to such a severe punishment? The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, yes, there are three types of people among the Muslim whose soul shall be taken out this way. The first type of people is the unjust ruler. If you have been a ruler of anything, whether it's your job, whether you were a manager, whether you were ruling something and there were people following under you, you know, whether you are the principal, whether you are the CEO or any kind, not just the ruler I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about the president or prime minister. I'm talking about ruling anything. So if you were unjust towards any soul and because of you, someone really suffered, this will happen to you. The second is of those who unjustly appropriate the wealth of an orphan. You know, even if the valuable is the smallest amount, that is the punishment. And the third is of those who gives false witnesses. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, false witnesses. You know, in this world, it's very easy that we think about, okay, let's go out and give false witnesses for anyone, for my friends and all. But false witness says that Israel, who is the angel of death, will come to you like a blazing fire to take your soul from your body. This is for the Ummah. This is the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is talking about his Ummah people, the Muslim people, you know, in these three categories. So we have to be very, very careful of our actions. How are we behaving with the orphans? You know, we know even in our own family, in our relatives, in our friends, someone we don't know, they are people, they're orphans. You know, they have been actually subjected to disrespect. If we have really seen, they are not really respected because they don't have a father to protect them. The way they are spoken, the way they are treated, or, you know, we have to be very careful for all the actions. So orphan plays a very important role because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows they don't have any protection. Allah has made this rule so that we don't do unjust. We are not unjust towards our own soul. So ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenath. And we were talking about the orphans and what kind of punishment we will get if we are unjust towards them. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.